same price.
Didn't I just say that?
To learn more, call 1-800-610-RING or visit robbinsbrothers.com.
More variety and new music for free on your FM dial. That's what HD Radio is all about. New channels are already on the air. To start getting them, you need an HD Radio receiver from your favorite electronics store. Just go to hdradio.com for details. HD Radio. Discover it.
Hey, and how about discovering Las Vegas? Get yourself a complimentary 3-day, 2-night couples getaway in the Las Vegas. For complimentary hotel accommodations, just call right now. 888-70-VEGAS. That's 888-70-VEGAS.
KLSX.
KLSX HD.
Los Angeles. SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1.
Home of the Adam Carolla Show morning.
Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Land Rover Encino. Call them now at 1-800-GO-ROVER.
It's time for the Bella Vita Show, sponsored by Dr. Patricia Pitts. This is the show dedicated to informing and assisting those with eating disorders and the people who care for them. Hosted by 27-year expert in the field, Dr. Patricia Pitts and Carrie Kasem. The Bella Vita Show on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Patricia Pitts and Carrie Kasem.
Dr. Patricia Pitts is the Chief Executive Officer of the Bella Vita, established in 1985. She is a nationally renowned expert in the treatment of anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, and disorder eating. She has addressed a variety of national and international professional conferences in her 27 years of treating these disorders. If you know somebody or you yourself have an eating disorder, this is the show to call. Welcome, Dr. Pitts.
Hi, it's great to be here.
It's so wonderful to have you here today.
Thank you.
And it's great what you're doing and helping so many people. You may have heard of Dr. Pitts. She's been on Women to Women, Charles Grodin, Lisa Gibbons, MSNBC. Heard her on tons of radio tours, and you may have seen her in a documentary called Prisoner of Flesh. You were also featured. You were the featured psychologist on the TV show Brand New You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you may have heard of her. Yeah. Okay. To call in, we are live. 888-520-9710. If you have any questions, you yourself or about someone else, 888-520-9710. What are we talking about today?
Well, I guess we want to look at, how do we know we have an eating disorder?
Yeah.
And so the first thought about all that, or looking at the different angles, are that there tends to be a preoccupation with food, weight, and appearance. People have distorted body image. They also might have a strong increase or decrease in weight without any kind of medical condition.
Right.
A lot of withdrawal usually from families and friends, social activities, things of that sort. And then there's also a lot of unusual eating habits, like severe dieting, avoiding certain food groups like fats or carbs. Sweets, they get very ritualistic behind their eating behavior. They might eat certain foods in order, like the carbs first and then the protein next, and do a lot of small cutting of pieces of food. Excessive exercise, self-induced vomiting, or period of fasting, laxative use, diuretic or diet pills abuse.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you're a mom and you're witnessing your child going through this, but you're not quite sure, a lot of people still, they ignore the symptoms. I know that on your site, you have a test that people can take. Can you tell people where to go?
Yes. If you go to our website, which is www.thebellavita.com, that's T-H-E, B as in boy, E-L-L-A, V as in Victor, I-T as in Tom, A.com. And on there, when you go on, you'll see a survey, and there's a female survey and a male survey. And you can go ahead and take that test, and by taking it, it'll shoot you back right away some information as to whether or not it looks as though you might have an eating disorder. And if you do, you might want to, give us a call at the Bella Vita. I'm at the 323-255-0400 number.
And it is thebellavita.com. Once again, it's thebellavita.com. And there's a survey there and a test you can take to see if you yourself have an eating disorder or if someone you know and love has one. I know I visited your facility yesterday, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I was expecting to walk into a hospital.
Yeah.
I was expecting to see white walls and, kind of almost scary. And it was just beautiful. Almost, I walked in, I said, this is kind of like feng shui.
Yeah.
All the colors were gorgeous. It was very calming. And you sat me down, you explained to me what you do and what you do for these kids. And it's not only kids. There's some adults in there as
yes,
well.
Yes, we work with both adults, adolescents, male, female. And yeah, about the location, the facility, I really want to have an atmosphere that feels very soothing and calming. And so our Los Angeles facility definitely has a very zen-like feeling.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And we have a yoga studio downstairs. And we just really want to kind of have that experience of being calm and relaxed, because we're really teaching people how to come from the inside out.
Right.
A lot of times people with food issues come from the outside in. And so we're creating the atmosphere at the facility and with my staff and everybody to really have a healing, holistic kind of experience.
That's why, you know, I took the show too. You said it's very holistic, mind, body, spirit. You
correct.
Know, you deal with everything.
Yes.
And you take a look at, you know, the whole person and not just the disorder. And you say, well, this might work for them. This won't work for them. And what works for somebody might not work for someone else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What happens is with eating issues, everybody has their own story. And that's what's so exciting for me to work with this population is that I may have 10 bulimic in my office or in a group, but each and every one of them has their own story, because the bulimia is just the symptom. The binging, the purging behavior is just the symptom.
Right.
What I'm really wanting to do is support and help people become all that they can be. But if they're so much caught up in the eating disorder behavior that they can't get in touch with how they feel and express themselves and become all that they can become, you know, express what their possibilities are about, then, you know, I don't have them. I don't have them there. So,
Right. Well, we have a phone call. Can we take?
Okay, sure.
Right. We have Cindy from Culver City. Cindy, you're on with Dr. Pitts.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I've been a bulimic since I was about, I would say, 7 or 8. And I'm 42, going on 43 right now. So I've been binging and purging for all those years.
Wow.
And on top of it, I've abused drugs before and alcohol. I'm just trying to figure out where the symptoms, I mean, what makes me do this? I have no control over it. I have an abusive husband, and I know that we get out of control at the house. That's like the only thing that I can control is what goes into my body and how much I'm pull out of my body.
Correct, yes.
And I keep it hidden from everybody, but I could easily binge and purge 30, 40 times
a
day.
Wow, yeah. So, you know, like you're saying, you know, this started at such a young age for you. And when it starts at such a young age and you haven't really learned how to manage life in a different way and cope in a different way, it's as though you just got caught up more and more in it. And when you mentioned abusive husband and drugs and alcohol, which are abusive behaviors, it's like you're reenacting and you keep playing out your abusiveness. And when you have those kind of dynamics, it actually feeds the bulimia, the binge purging behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you say you hide it from all, you know, it's a very shameful, secretive disorder. And
I'm totally ashamed of it.
Yeah.
And I know physically it's so bad for myself because I've worked in the medical industry before.
Yeah.
And I even hide it from my psychologist. I see a psychologist and a psychiatrist for other things. And I hide that from him because I'm like too embarrassed. I can bring up, you know, being molested or, you know, my drug addiction problem or anything like that. But yet to bring this skeleton out of my closet is the hardest thing.
You know, and that's one of the hard, you know, I hear that so often. I'm so glad you're saying that because, you know, so often people can admit to a lot of other things, but to really say that they're sitting there binging and purging and vomiting in a toilet is such a horrible, disgusting, shameful experience for the individual that it's really hard for them to put that out there. You know, my hope for you, you know, since you do see a therapist, is to really let the therapist in on this secret of yours, because it's one of those things we can't really help a person if the person really isn't giving the whole truth and the whole honesty about what's going on with them.
But let me say, wouldn't it be easier if she came to you and you dealt with it, you know, with somebody who deals with eating disorders, because you deal with everything, not just the eating disorder, but what goes on.
Yeah, well, one thing is that I want to be respectful of your relationship with your therapist, and so that part I want to support.
She got cut off, so we'll just talk to her. And you can call back, and we can put you back on the air, but what would you do with somebody like that?
Well, the concern that, and one thing you're bringing up, Carrie, which I think is really important, is that really a person who specializes in eating disorder is the kind of clinician that a person with a severe eating disorder such as hers really needs to see. So I don't know if her therapist does specialize in eating disorder. She just hasn't revealed it. My hunch is that that person may not, only from the vantage point that they probably really would have seen it and right. would have brought it up, because everything she was talking about, like the drug abuse, alcohol abuse, abusive husband, molestation, background, all of that ties into a profile for a bulimic, okay?
Yeah. If you have any questions for Dr. Patricia Pitts about an eating disorder, you have an eating disorder, your daughter, your husband, I mean, there's a big guys, and I never thought about this, but little boys
yes.
and men getting
yes.
into these eating disorders when before it was either hidden or men didn't really have them, but they are anorexic and bulimic, correct?
Correct, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the big things these days is that we're definitely seeing, and I think it has been here for some time, and the literature shows 10 to 15% of males have eating disorders,
right,
anorexia
right.
and bulimia. And so it is something that's highly underdiagnosed. A lot of times we look at guys and we think they're supposed to be athletic, you know, and they're supposed to be doing all these different kinds of dynamics, only to find out that what's driving their running, for example, or gymnastics or wrestling is their eating disorder.
And I also want to talk a little bit, too. The number here, if you have any questions for Dr. Patricia Pitts, it's 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Now, I myself am a strict vegetarian.
Yes.
And you were telling me yesterday that there are people that come in there being vegan or vegetarian, and they do it not because for ethical or moral reasons.
Correct.
They do it because they think it's going to make them thinner.
Yes. What happens a lot of times, in different facilities do different things. We will work with a person who is vegan or vegetarian. The issue, though, here is that we really want to make sure that they are truly
right.
a vegan and vegetarian, because 90% of the cases that come through that come in presenting that way are actually trying to utilize that as a way to help support them to restrict certain kinds of food groups
right.
And lose weight. And so it's something that we want to really support and encourage them to make healthy decisions around taking care of themselves, not something that is kind of another eating disorder thinking process that drives them this way.
Right, right. If you have any questions and you don't want to be on air, you can always call the Bella Vita directly at 323-255-0400. That's 323-255-0400. If somebody doesn't answer, please leave a message. They will get right back to you. Marcia in Pennsylvania. Marcia, you're on with Dr. Patricia Pitts.
Hi,
Marcia.
Hi, Dr. Pitts. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a question. My daughter's girlfriend, I'm just concerned about her because she's been here a number of times for dinner, and I just have this feeling that she has an eating disorder, and I don't know if I should say something to her mother. I just don't know what to do or what to say.
Now, what gives you the feeling that she has an eating disorder?
Well, it's how she eats very, very little when she's here. She moves the food around her plate. I really think she's bulimic. I haven't caught her throwing up, but she's very, very thin, and she just doesn't look like she likes to eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what you're talking about, are some of the signs that are very important, and it's actually great that you're noticing these. And I think that what would be helpful is if you did, how old is she actually?
She's 17.
17, okay. I think it would be valuable for you to, do you have a relationship with her mother at all?
A little bit, not great. My daughter is very close to her, so I was thinking that maybe you know, maybe I could get my daughter to talk to her, but I just don't know how to approach it to her.
Yeah, one of the more helpful things, that's what I'm looking for, is actually a connection. Like, where is the connection? So since your daughter has a good connection with her, your daughter could sit down and say to her that, you know, I've noticed these kinds of behaviors. And when I notice these kind of behaviors, I wonder, you know, it has to be in a very loving, caring way. It's really coming from like an I statement. I feel, you know, kind of thrown off when I see you doing these kind of behaviors, or I feel anxious, or I notice you leave the table and you go to the bathroom and you don't come out for a while. So your daughter could be the first line to kind of connect with her and see if there's some way to get through to her. And then it's always very helpful to then maybe through your daughter have her, you know, connect with a therapist. Now, because she's 17, she probably will have to connect with her mother because of insurance purposes and, you know, okayness to go in to see a therapist. But I think the first connection for her to kind of admit to somebody first that she has a concern, if she does, that would be valuable. Then you can connect with a parent. And if she doesn't, you know, it's still a possibility for your daughter or yourself to call her mom and just kind of give them these signs to kind of make her more aware to be exploring it more.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And, you know, you can always, too, you can take a look at the website. It's thebellavita.com, and it will give you the symptoms as well, give you a lot more. You can take a look at that and then, you know, maybe ask your daughter, has she seen this or has she seen that? But it's thebellavita.com. Take a look at the site.
Will do. Thank you.
If you have any questions for Dr. Patricia Pitts, you yourself has an eating disorder, or you, like Marcia, our last caller, may suspect somebody of having an eating disorder, you can call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. You can also go to the Bella Vita, and that's Vita, V like Victor, thebellavita.com. And there is, is it a test, a survey?
Yes,
what
there's a survey that you can go online and just, it's under a male survey and a female survey. And it's just like maybe 12 questions or statements, and you just answer them. And right after you answer them, automatically you'll get a response back giving you a score and letting you know that if it appears that you may have an eating disorder. And if you do, then you want to look into it, because eating disorders don't go away. They just get worse and worse and worse. And people think that they can handle it, but it usually takes some outside thinking, outside professional help to really make a difference.
Now, what's the levels of eating disorders? Because I've worked with models who will take laxatives before shoot.
Yeah.
Now, or they will, you know, dehydrate themselves. I mean, they do awful things. But is that an eating disorder, or is that because of their work? They have done that, and maybe when they stop, that goes away. Or will that continue?
Well, what happens a lot of times when people start dabbling in these different behaviors, it often becomes a way of life, okay? We talk about disordered eating, and disordered eating might be some of what you're talking about, where a person might, you know, eat a little differently, and they might do it for healthy reasons or to, you know, look a certain way, but then it gets to an extreme. So if it's disordered eating, it still has some issues involved. It can become an eating disorder. It may not become an eating disorder. Okay. When we're talking about actual eating disorders themselves, we're talking about a pretty certain kind of severity, if you will, okay?
Right.
Where the anorexic, for example, will lose weight drastically and will refuse to maintain more than 85% of their body weight range and have incredibly distorted body image because they go into starvation, becoming malnourished.
Sure.
And so their thinking process becomes really off.
Like,
so that's more of like a severe kind of definition of a anorexia.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of documentaries and I've seen a lot of TV shows where there will be an anorexic woman who looks near death, skeletal, and she'll still think she looks fat.
Yes, because it's all, when you're malnourished, that's such a huge part. And part of our program, we really look at nutrition rehabilitation as the very first part, even for our bulimics and our binge eating disorder, okay? Because everybody has a certain amount of malnourishment. But with the anorexic, because of the malnourishment, what the studies show, starvation studies show, is that they don't have a clear picture about what's really going on. So they truly see themselves much bigger, much fatter than what they really are. And they see like a little bit of skin on them and they think they're huge. Or they take a little bit too much food in and it feels like they're, you know, they just gain 50 pounds.
Right. If you have any questions for Dr. Patricia Pitts, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Monica in Downey, you're on with the doctor.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm actually calling to inquire about your facility you have.
Okay.
Where is that located?
I actually have three different facilities. The one we're talking about right now is the one in Los Angeles, which is actually outside of Pasadena, right in Eagle Rock.
Right.
And that's,
now is that like, do I stay there or?
No, I do have all levels of care. It depends upon what is the appropriate level of care for what your needs are, and that usually comes by coming in for a consultation, mm-hmm. and then I can talk to you, see what's going on, and determine what's the appropriate level of care. At the Los Angeles facility, it's an 8-hour-a-day program, 6 days a week, or a 4-hour-a-day program, 6 days a week, or up to 6 days a week. And then outpatient services, which would be going to like a therapist, maybe a registered dietitian, maybe a psychiatrist. It all depends upon what your needs are. And then, of course, I have an inpatient facility and a residential 24/7 care, which is in Rosemead. And then I also have another program likened to what I'm talking about in Woodland Hills.
Right. Now, I don't even know which one would be best for me. I'm 28, and I was always, I guess, heavier kid growing up, and I guess when I was 20, I lost weight. But I lost weight because I basically consumed lettuce, crackers, not really much.
Okay, so you restricted, is that what you're saying?
Right, I think I restricted myself way too much.
Okay.
And then, excuse me, when I began to eat, I would freak out and I would want to throw up.
Yeah, sure.
So for the past, geez, I'm 28, I guess 8 years, and okay. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. So how often do you purge? Would you say like in a week's time?
In a week's time, about 14 to 16 times.
Okay. 14, 16 times. Okay.
Right.
And is it binging, taking a large quantity of foods, or is it
right.
just taking a little?
Right, it is.
Okay.
I mean, it is. I think it's a large quantity of food,
yeah.
but.
We call that subjective binges, because
right.
everybody has a different idea of what a large quantity might be.
Right. So, you know, I'm active. I love to mm-hmm. be active. I've always been that way. But I guess because I've worried so much ever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm so afraid to gain anything.
Yeah, yeah. So part of even the way you're thinking right now, you're really sounding like, you know, I hear the eating disorder thinking process going on, and what we work really hard on is helping you get very comfortable with the food for food's sake and just taking in for fuel, and then working on the way the thinking is to free you of the eating disorder thoughts.
Right.
You know, what probably would be great actually is for you to just call my office and come on in for a free consultation, and I can get a good overview of what it is, and then I can help support you on what the appropriate level of care is for you. And the office number is...
I'll give you the office number. And anybody else who's listening that sounds like Monica here and you have an eating disorder and you really... It sounds like, Monica, that you feel frustrated, like you really can't get a hold of the thing and you don't know
right.
why you keep doing it.
It's extremely frustrating.
Yeah.
Call the Bella Vita, 323-255-0400. That's 323-255-0400. 0400. And can Monica just call and ask for you and
yes,
say, you know,
please.
She talked to you on the air.
Yeah, just let my staff know you talked to me on the air, that I'd be more than happy to meet with you in person and kind of do an overview and see what's going on and help support you on what the best focus and level of care is for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Monica. Bye.
Bye.
If you have any questions, you can call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. We're going to take a quick break. And if you don't want to be on air, you want to talk to Dr. Patricia Pitts directly, you can call the office at 323-255-0400. Once again, 323-255-0400. Don't let an eating disorder destroy your life or the life of someone you love. TheBellaVita.com. You can also go there for, take a survey.
Yes.
That's TheBellaVita.com. We'll be right back With Dr. Patricia Pitts, I'm Carrie Kasem. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank here. Hey, Hermosa Beach, here we come. Oh, happy day.
It sounds like, oh, gay day, the way you say it.
Racist.
Whatever you're into, get your ass down to Hermosa Beach and enjoy some Miller Chill with us.
Friday, June 20th from 10 to 2, catch Frosty, Heidi, and Frank clinking their beer bottles at the Summer Kickoff Live Broadcast, powered by Miller Chill, gelato-style light beer with a hint of lime, and our friends over at Playboy TV. Order Playboy TV, get a whole month for just 25 cents. Call 888-TW-CABLE. We are 97.1, SoCal's FM talk station.
Tomorrow night on the Discovery Channel, When We Left Earth continues. It's the HD event everyone's talking about. Tomorrow night, the Apollo program sets its sights on history as America holds its breath for a daring lunar landing. Experience the adventure of our journey into space like never before in high definition. MSNBC says When We Left Earth is spectacular. The New York Post calls it mandatory family viewing. Not just breathtaking, but awe-inspiring and tear-inducing. Literally awesome, HD Wonderment says Newsday. And the Orlando Sentinel raves. If you want to see one of the year's best programs, look at When We Left Earth. Get ready for the ride of your life. When We Left Earth. This six-part epic event continues tomorrow at 9 Eastern Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
I remember when you'd go to Vegas, you'd have to bring a sack lunch. Bad shrimp, long buffet line. Now, four-star dining in every hotel. Wolfgang Puck and more. Everyone's setting up shop down there. I'll be in Vegas July 17th doing a live show. I'm bringing Bald Brian, Drunk Angie, and our own Teresa Strasser with us as well. You want to come out and be our guest? So go to visitlasvegas.com/Carolla. That's C-A-R-O-L-L-A.
Complete entry rules available at visitlasvegas.com/Carolla.
My HD radio makes me feel sorry for my car. I got all these new extra HD stations now, and I don't know, I get all pumped up and start banging on the steering wheel when I hear something I like. Hitting the horn, slapping the seat, punching the dashboard, beating the crud out of the door. My husband won't even sit in the front seat.
Ask about HD radio at your Ford Lincoln Mercury dealership. 100% free HD radio at hdradio.com. It's time to upgrade.
Have a question for Dr. Pitts? Call 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Bella Vita Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
This is the Bella Vita Show with Dr. Patricia Pitts. She's a world-renowned eating disorder specialist who's been helping people for over 27 years. If you have an eating disorder, you know somebody, or you think somebody may have an eating disorder, give a call in. Ask Dr. Patricia Pitts any question you'd like. And that's 888-520-9710. Once again, 888-520-9710. We were talking during the break, yes, a little bit, and I was going to ask you, well, when I went to visit your gorgeous facility in Eagle Rock, which is stunning, it looks nothing like a hospital. Yeah. That's how all people should be treated, yeah, I think. But you said, and it stunned me, that most of the time this disease hits really young children. I mean, you said a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I thought this came on because people wanted to be thin, like they wanted, you know, maybe in their 20s or late teenage years. Okay, mm-hmm. Now I want to, but it hits little kids.
We see as young as 6, 9, and that we're seeing more and more, you know, at our facility. We probably have taken people in at about 10 years old and above, and we do have the child and adolescent programs as well as adult programs. But what happens is eating disorders are considered more of a childhood disorder, right, and part of it's because it's more of a biopsychosocial model, which means that there's some chemical, biological dynamics going on that are genetic, that might be with anxiety, depression, other kinds of symptoms, and we're even showing that anorexia and bulimia have a genetic component. And then there's also the socializing. What happens is as kids are growing up and learning how to interact with people, they're having sometimes difficulty connecting, and so they go into themselves. And so the socializing dynamic and expressing one's feelings and being validated for their feelings and learning coping skills is difficult. And then culturally, you know, here in Southern California, especially, you know, we get bombarded with all these images of how we're right. supposed to look and be. And so they're very, it's a very vulnerable time. And this is when they're moving into shifting and changing into, you know, becoming teenagers and puberty and all that. So it's a very vulnerable time. And so we often see the majority of the cases begin at this age, probably close to 90%. So although we do see it, and it's a big thing like the desperate housewife syndrome these days, where women maybe in their 40s or 30s, late 30s are getting the eating disorder. Normally, the research is showing that 90% of those probably had an eating disorder earlier on. So developmentally, when they get to different stages in their life, stresses, losses, the eating disorder can come back in and kick up and show itself again as a way to manage and cope and control their lives.
But a lot of times you don't know when somebody has an eating disorder. They don't look extra thin. I mean, I know anorexia.
Yeah, anorexia will show it because right. they'll look emaciated. But bulimics, for example, often are average weight. So you won't even know. A person could be walking down the street, you know, a friend of yours, whatever, and they're also very secretive. So a lot of times husbands, for example, could be living with their wives for 10 years and not even know they're bulimic.
Right.
Because they look a certain way, it doesn't show on the outside.
You know, I had a roommate, and this is when I was naive, but I was in college, and I would hear her throw up sometimes. Mm. And I just thought, oh, maybe she's had a bad stomach, or gosh, is she pregnant? And she was always normal weight. She was a dancer.
Yeah.
She was always never really, really skinny. And to think back, she probably had bulimia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah. It's interesting because sometimes I even have patients come in and they say, well, I just vomit once in a while, you yeah. know? And there are some diagnostic criteria as far as two times a week, up to 3 months to consider the diagnosis of bulimia. But if somebody has to purge to maintain their weight or because they're uncomfortable and whatnot, they have any kind of regularity about it,
right.
that is a problem. There's something wrong here. So yeah, as you're talking about it, like certain things people might not put two and two together. Obviously, you can see that, yeah, there's a strong possibility, especially a dancer who has to look a certain way.
Right.
And obviously, there's a lot of athletics that have problems, but the ones that are more solo athletes
right.
and ones that have to look aesthetically pleasing are the ones who are more vulnerable.
You just never think that somebody who was dancing for a living or wanted to be a dancer would hurt their bodies.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see it a lot now. And
you see that contradiction a lot, actually, yeah. with eating disorders. They really want to do right by themselves, but they're doing so much destruction. A lot of times I see bulimics who will eat healthy meals, breakfast, lunch and dinner, and then the other times they'll binge and purge on all sorts of junk food.
Right. If you have any questions for Dr. Patricia Pitts, you know somebody who has an eating disorder, you have an eating disorder, give us a call. 888-520-9710. 888-520-9710. Also, if you would like to take a survey to determine whether you yourself or somebody else mm-hmm. has an eating disorder, you can go to TheBellaVita.com. That's TheBellaVita.com, and it's Bella with a B and Vita with a V like victory and B like boy. So it's TheBellaVita.com, and there's a survey there, one for female, one for male,
mm-hmm.
and you can check that out. And if you don't want to be on air, you don't feel comfortable being on air, you can always call the office. It's 323-255-0400. If somebody doesn't pick up, please leave a message. The office will get right back to you, and you say you've heard the show on 97.1. You'd like to talk to Dr. Pitts. Once again, 323-255-0400. You also, another thing, I'm learning so much about doing the show with you about eating disorders. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between binge eating yep. and bulimia?
Yeah. We talk about bulimia, which is more binging on large quantities of food and then purging. There has to be some kind of compensatory behavior, and purging can be through vomiting, laxative abuse, diuretics, diet pills, through exercise. We hear a lot about exercise bulimia. So it can be an actual purging behavior. They call it a non-purging behavior. Now, when you talk about binge eating disorder, mm-hmm. there's a lot of binging behavior going on without the compensatory behaviors. So a binge eater is not really using purging regularly or exercise or those kind of things. And that's part of why with binge eating disorder, you will definitely see them, for the most part, being overweight and even obese.
Okay. That's interesting. And now anorexics, you can, so anorexic, I thought there was two. So there's anorexic, bulimia, and binge eating disorders. Is there another one?
Well, what they talk about in our diagnostic manual, they talk about eating disorder NOS, not otherwise specified. Binge eating disorder is within that realm. The reason they have that catch-all category is that some people might not reach the full criteria for anorexia or bulimia.
Okay.
Now, we're really professionally looking at this seriously because if there are issues going on, there's a problem, and it's better to catch it sooner than later. Actually, that's one thing I'm really big about is preventative.
Right.
I like going into the schools, and I like educating our elementary schools and our junior highs, high schools to catch this before it gets out of control, because people get into it and they're innocently getting into it, but it becomes something that takes their life over. And once a person gets locked into this, they can be in it for like 10, 20, 30 years. And I see a lot of people, especially anorexia, I got to tell you, people are so much in denial and they're so distorted in how they see things that, you know, 30, 40 years can go by and the wreckage, the malnourishment does on the body. I had a case that I was talking to the doctor and he was like mortified because he was holding the vial of her blood in his hand and said that it was all smoky and there's a little bit of red at the bottom. And it was like she had a hemocrit of 4.0. She should have been dead. But what happens is she had had an eating disorder for 30 years. And so her body adjusted, but the same people who were looking at this individual was also saying how she was had like a stage 4 cancer victim because she had wreaked havoc on all her inner organs.
Wow.
So it does a lot of damage. And a lot of times, like you were saying before, Carrie, I mean, people really want to be healthy. They want to do right.
Sure.
But they're locked into this disorder that's just costing them way too much.
Absolutely. If you have any questions for Dr. Pitts, you can call right now. We are live, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Gilbert in Anaheim, you're on with Dr. Pitts.
Hi, Gilbert.
Hello, good morning. I have a daughter who's about 26 years old. She became a vegetarian when she was about maybe 14, 13 years old and didn't eat any meat, any seafood. And she was active and pretty she was in shape, and she had a child, and now she's become very heavy. Mm-hmm. And I myself, neither does my wife, know too much about nutrition. My granddaughter also suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, and she's a little girl. She's 8, and now she is also overweight because of the limited amount of exercise that she can do. So we were wanting to know if we could be referred to or talk to somebody in regards to nutrition. And what is nutrition? And what is the foundations for good nutrition?
Yeah, actually, one of my staff members, Karen David, who's my registered dietitian, my chief registered dietitian, has been with me for 12 years now. She is phenomenal, and she's at the same number that we've been giving out to you guys today, the 323-255-0400 number. It is very, very important. Actually, Karen and I were talking about this the other day, how crucial nutrition is, because when we feed our bodies healthy foods, balanced foods, 3 meals a day with 2 snacks, let's say, with really pure, clean kind of food, the body just responds so beautifully and so differently in such a short period of time.
I mean, I was telling you, Dr. Pitts, yeah, and Gilbert, I mean, people told me I had ADD. I was told, you know, you should be on this kind of medication, that kind of medication. And I did. I took this medication. It made me very, very ill. And I said, there's got to be another way. And I seriously changed my diet. Now, I've been a vegan I've been vegetarian since 12. I've been a vegan since I was 16 years old. and I was not eating correctly. I was eating too much sugar, too much wheat. I have a wheat allergy. So I realized that was fogging up my head. I had too much yeast in my body. I literally tailored it. I started to get on oils. I took vitamins, calcium, which regulated my blood sugar, so I didn't want to constantly snack. So once, I know this, and yes, you probably know this, once you regulate your blood sugar,
yes, very
using
crucial.
Yeah, vitamins, just vitamins. And this isn't for everybody, but for me, mm-hmm, and for a lot of people, this does work. I started taking a multivitamin, oils, and iron because I was anemic. And I'm telling you, my brain started working. I never thought I could be a talk radio host because I couldn't put a sentence together. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find words. It's my entire life changed with nutrition, and I know.
So yeah, so nutrition is so very, very important and crucial, and truly.
I'm sorry to cut you, but with eating disorder, let me ask you this question. With eating disorders, it takes strips the nutrition from your body.
Well, and that's what I was saying earlier, is that all the people that we see come through our door with an eating disorder, even binge eating disorder included, are malnourished,
yes,
in some fashion. Yes. So what we're working strongly on is truly helping them get the proper nutrition. So if your daughter wanted to just come in and see Karen and start getting some good nutrition.
We want to come in as a family. That,
you know what? And that's a great point, because we actually do that. We bring families in and we help educate the family on how to support each other and make proper nutrition choices. So yes,
Gilbert, let me give you that number. And for anybody else who's listening that may have issues just like you, it's 323-255-0400. But you really are on the right track with nutrition.
Absolutely.
I can't even tell you. A lot of people don't even figure that out.
Yeah, and it's so crucial. And by having proper nutrition, like we're talking about some, your depression, people's depression, anxiety, cravings for unhealthy foods, all of that stuff can go away. So, yeah, it's a great idea.
Okay, but you know, I'm 50 years old.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you hear it all the time. And I mean, you're just set in your ways, you're set in your eating, and really to get on a proper program where somebody can structure this, because you do hear people say, complex carbohydrate, a protein, different types of nutrition, where I would say most of us, who don't know about nutrition, just don't understand even what you're talking about. And so that's the education that I think I, of course, and my family, need to get from somebody who's expert in this field. And so I will call that number and come in and get on a program.
Absolutely. Great.
Well, we got to take a break. Gilbert, thank you so much for your phone call. And anybody else, once again, the number to the Bella Vita is 323-255-0400. That's 323-255-0400 or 0400. And you can call the show by calling 888-520-9710. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to get back with all of your calls. Please hold through this very, very short break. This is the Bella Vita Show with Dr. Patricia Pitts. I'm Carrie Kasem, and we'll be right back.
Okay, what do you really use that computer for?
Email. IME.
Google.
MySpace.
Facebook.
YouTube.
Okay. And, of course, 971freefm.com, because that's where you get to listen to Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, Tim Conway Jr., see behind-the-scenes video with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank off the mic, or Danny Bonaducci's live webcast every day, win your own talk show by competing to be America's next great talk stud,
or just check out hundreds of pictures of all the SoCal hotties.
Yeah, that too. 971freefm.com. Bookmark it today. It'll make work seem like... well, work.
But you won't hate your boss as much.
What are you doing right now? Are you in the car on the way to your office or to an appointment? Are you behind the counter, in the stock room, or in the corner office? Because what you are doing right now, no matter where you're doing it, can have a profound impact on how people perceive you, whether or not they call you. They call you. Hit your website or come into your business. Because what you're doing right now is listening to the radio. To the radio. And each week in the United States, over 90% of people over the age of 12 do the exact same thing. How far will you go? How far will you go to get your message to them? With over 140 of the nation's hottest stations on air and online, CBS Radio is the best way to reach your customers and take your business to new heights. CBS Radio. How far will you go?
Maximize your business in 2008 by getting on board 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station. Call our sales manager, Dave Severino, at 323-930-7350. 323-930-7350. And make 2008 the year you finally put radio to work for you.
All right, Big Poppy, don't swing.
Ortiz swings and misses.
No!
Like telling pros what to do? Then go to sfcallyourshot.com, where State Farm is giving a fan a chance to stand at home plate and tell David Ortiz where to hit one before the 2008 State Farm Home Run Derby.
Mr. Ortiz, could you homer to right?
You also get a trip for four to New York and the 2008 Major League All-Star Week. Enter today at sfcallyourshot.com.
Where hitting the town meets calling Poppy Shot? I'm there.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. N62408 Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. For official rules, visit sfcallyourshot.com.
Did you know that thousands of millionaires made their fortunes without spending a dime of their own money? If you're interested in learning these powerful no-money, no-credit wealth-building strategies that ordinary, everyday people have been using for years, the Commercial Property Group is hosting a workshop on June 21st at the Westin LAX Hotel to teach you how. Tickets are under $20, but seating is limited. To reserve a seat now, call 888-236-6351. That's 888-236-6351. Learn how to find, structure, and do this business part-time with multi-million dollar results. It only takes one commercial real estate deal to retire early. Come learn how to do it without investing any of your own money or credit, the same way America's top 1% of wealthiest people have been doing for decades. Sign up at the website now at cpgworkshop.com. That's CPG, as in Commercial Property Group, workshop.com. Or call 888-236-6351 and reserve a seat today. 888-236-6351.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Have a question for Dr. Pitts? Call 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Bella Vita Show on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
If you just tuned in, this is the Bella Vita Show with Dr. Patricia Pitts. I'm Carrie Kasem. This is a show about eating disorders. If you yourself have an eating disorder, or you think somebody does, or it might be your child, it might be the person you love, you can give a call. Call Dr. Pitts and ask any question. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. She's a world-renowned eating disorder specialist who's been helping people for over 27 years, has a absolutely, I know you have three facilities, but a gorgeous facility, the one I saw in Eagle Rock, which is just, it's beautiful. And if you don't want to call the show, you can call the office directly at 323-255-0400. That's the Bella Vita at 323-255-0400. You can also go to thebellavita.com, and that's Bella with a B like boy, and Vita with a V like victory, thebellavita.com. Marie in LA, thank you for holding. You're on with Dr. Patricia Pitts.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Dr. Pitts.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question for you. Can you tell me, you know, I'm recovering anorexic, I should say, and I'm wondering, can I get pregnant?
You know, that's a very good question. I mean, one thing is, has your menses started yet?
It has. I actually have been recovered for several years
now. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the odds, I mean, people can do damage to the body, but I've seen so many women who have been recovered, and I've talked to a number of medical doctors about this. As long as the nutrition has come back, normally it can kick the body back into the ability to get pregnant. Now, some people with anorexic history do have infertility issues. And so if you're having any struggles from that vantage point, of course you want to see a medical doctor. But I have seen so many people. One thing that hasn't come up yet today, but I do have a personal history with anorexia from 11 to 15 and then binging and starving some. And I was really concerned whether I could have children. And I have two beautiful children and so grateful and had no difficulty with pregnancy, anything like that. So I guess I'm living proof, and I've seen a lot of people along the way be able to get pregnant.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's very helpful and very hopeful.
Great.
Thanks, Marie.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Have any questions for Dr. Patricia Pitts? We are live for another 10 more minutes. You can call in. That's 888-520-9710. Pam in Burbank, thank you for holding. You're on with Dr. Pitts.
Hi.
Hi, Pam.
I tuned into your program this morning, and it was kind of perfect timing. I was a professional dancer, and I'm 60 now, and until I was about 38, I guess I stopped dancing and went into something completely different, and I started to gain weight. And twice, I'm 5'5", and I carried my weight when I was dancing and doing mostly television work, mm-hmm. about 110, and I'm very large boned, and it was like really mm-hmm. emaciated for
yes,
me.
Yes, absolutely.
And I would binge just with my mind. I mean, mm-hmm. I got to the point where I could do that, and then I just
yes.
I ate basically no carbs at all.
Yeah.
So what I did throughout twice, I got very heavy, and but the last time was the worst, and I went up to almost 270 pounds mm. just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And since October, I've lost 90 pounds now.
Wow. Wow.
And I feel so much, and I've done it right. I didn't do it yeah. on low carb. I went through my medical provider, and I got in a nutrition program, and mm-hmm. my MO is always to OD on exercise.
Right.
And twice now I've gotten my weight up and then lost like 100 and 120
wow.
pounds.
Yeah,
I don't want to
wow.
put it back on.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually finished with the nutrition part of the program.
Right.
It's like till just recently it stopped. And I've joined the support group.
Yeah.
But what I find myself wanting to do, I'd have no urge to purge or anything
yeah,
like
okay.
that. But I've completely changed my eating habits. I eat very little meat now, and I'm under a lot of stress right now.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting to go back and eat things that I know, like pork ribs. And last
yeah.
night, I don't know what was going on, but I just went out and ate things I haven't eaten in months.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think it wasn't planned. It was almost like a binge.
Yeah.
But it wasn't so much on quantity as it was on things that I just haven't eaten. And I don't want to weigh 200 pounds
yeah.
again.
Yeah, when you said the word stress, I mean, I can't tell you how many times people have such difficulty around stress, and stress really does cause people to go back to unhealthy eating, you know, to kind of comfort themselves, if you will. From what you're talking about, are you doing any kind of therapy right now? I know you're in a group.
I'm in a group now, and I have to wait a few more months, I think, till I can go back to individual therapy.
Okay, because it sounds like you're going to probably really need some ability to get connected more with your inner feelings and express the feelings and improve your coping skills as much as possible. Because with this weight loss, what happens is you're in a more vulnerable state right now. So different things are going to hit you, probably more emotional, because you don't have the weight holding you back. I mean, the weight isn't there for you to be numbed out so much, and the eating behavior isn't there to numb you out. So your coping skills are going to be so crucial and critical right now. And I know, like the program that what we do is, we really hit hard on mindfulness, being in the moment, and really learning very solid coping skills to manage life. So that's something I think you really have to hone in strong on now.
And now I have a question too, because I've had those urges to
yes.
eat things, and my doctor told me that it could be because I'm not getting the proper nutrition.
Correct.
Once again.
Correct.
So when I did crave those things,
right.
it's because I was anemic and I didn't realize I needed iron.
Correct.
So as soon as I supplemented my body
yes.
with iron and calcium, and it was a miracle. Like, I stopped having those urges.
Correct.
Now, could that be, I don't know anything, because she does have she does have a history of eating disorder. Could that be to nutrition as well, like
yeah,
her cravings?
Absolutely. I know you've been under medical care. Your medical doctor would be looking at your blood work and really checking to see, mm-hmm. but definitely cravings can tie into a physiological need. And cravings can tie strongly into an emotional need. So you want to tease out and kind of understand what is what, and make sure that you're getting the proper kind of foods that are going to help the nutritional aspects, as well as the proper kind of treatment to help the emotional dynamics.
Yeah.
And then it's also a soul hunger too, I think. I want to just put that out, because I think sometimes we go to food wanting to get filled with meaning and purpose and that kind of dynamic. And so I think that's another piece to throw into the mix.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right on the soul and the mm-hmm. psychological thing, because I also find myself, I mean, I eat very, very nutritionally, but I find myself preoccupied with what I'm going to eat now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
Even though it's nutritional,
right?
I make pretty much everything. Like, I make my vegetarian soups, and I mm-hmm. still have meat once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have chicken breast and fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so preoccupied
yeah.
about what salad am I going to fix today, and I got my mind, you know, focused on food, and right. I got shin splints from over exercising, so I can't walk right now.
Pam, you know what? You're in Burbank, and the Bella Vita is right next to you. It's very close. Why don't you come in and have, it's a free consultation with Dr. Pitts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me give you the number, and anybody else who's listening that has just like Pam, an eating disorder, has had an eating disorder, and you're still battling with this and you're frustrated, call Dr. Pitts. It's 323-255-0400.
Okay.
That's 323, once again, 323-255-0400. Pam, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye now.
She's 60s, in her 60s, still battling.
Yeah, and that's so common, I got to tell you. I mean, I truly believe people do get recovered by eating disorders, but they do keep kind of showing themselves. Certain things don't get resolved along the way, or certain new things like losses I was mentioning earlier can trigger it.
Right. Tessa, thank you so much for holding.
Hi,
you're
Tessa.
On with Dr. Pitts.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I have a little bit. I'm calling because I know I have an eating disorder, and for years I don't think I've ever remembered a time where I didn't have one. But I think I have a medical condition. I recently had to have a transplant, and I think it's because of my eating disorder. But I haven't really asked anybody.
Yeah,
because I was doing like high proteins, no carbs, and I took diet pills.
Yeah.
And my body just kind of failed on me.
Was it for your kidneys?
Yeah.
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 So,
what did you go ahead?
Well, I had during the treatment time before I had my transplant, I dropped 100 pounds on my own, just eating right and exercising. And then I had my surgery just this year, and I gained 30 pounds since I've had the surgery, and now I have to drink like canola oil. And so I'm like, okay, screw it. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. So now my weight's like creeping back up. So now I'm like freaking out.
Yeah. And so right now, I know we have a limited amount of time right now. So right now, it sounds like some of the eating issues are really kicking back in, especially after the surgery. So it would be really valuable for you to come on in for that free consultation. And I can at least give you some direction more at that point to kind of guide you to, you know, move forward with this, because you really don't want to lose control right now.
Tessa, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to be off the air in a few seconds, and we'll pick the phone back up. So can you hold?
Sure.
Okay. And for everybody else who is holding, please call 323-255-0400. That's 323-255-0400. That's the Bella Vita. If somebody doesn't answer the phone, please leave a message. They will call you right back. Dr. Patricia Pitts, this is the first show. It's been a fantastic show. We'll be back on next week.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Once again, it's The Bella Vita, and you can go to thebellavita.com, and it's B with like boy and V like Victor, thebellavita.com, or call 323-255-0400. It's a complimentary consultation with Dr. Pitts herself. 323-255-0400, The Bella Vita. And we'll be back next week. I'm Carrie Kasem for Dr. Patricia Pitts. This is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Washington, D.C., how may I direct your call?